This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and this is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. How are you?
Very good, and very interesting day ahead in the global markets.
The outstanding figures of today, looking at the numbers across the board, are oil prices, which have absolutely plunged. I'm assuming that's got something to do with the fact that the Israeli strike on Iran was somewhat limited and markets have breathed a sigh of relief.
Yes, precisely. So if you look at the current situation right now in terms of oil price, pretty much a dramatic sell-off in today's Asia session, as well as now we are speaking right now, leading to the start of the European session. So you look at West Texas oil as well as Brent crude, they're actually down by close to negative 6% intraday. Yes, as what we mentioned earlier, Johnny, is due to the fact of that a rather limited strike by Israel on Iran's assets. So in the last 2 weeks and a half or so, market has been kind of a speculating that this particular strike by Israel got to be much more dramatic, hitting Iran's oil and gas facility and as well as nuclear producing facilities. So that could potentially trigger a higher spike up in oil price. So market participants or speculators are looking at oil price, the WTI crude oil, to actually potentially hit around that $75 per barrel again. But unfortunately, the strike was very, very limited or muted, so that we see the kind of a speculative long position got covered, and especially those who placed their stop loss just on last Friday got triggered. That's why you see that dramatic plunge in oil prices right now as we are speaking. So given the fact that as we know that the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict is still no signs of ending, but however, the kind of increase in hostility seems to be dying off at this juncture as we are speaking, due to the fact that we also have that US presidential election coming. I reckon Israel may not be so gung-ho in terms of another strike on Iran. So it's very like a business-minded relationship right now between the situation in the Middle East.
Absolutely. I can't see there's any chance of anything else happening between now and next Tuesday, which of course is election day. And then after that, it very much depends on whether it's a Harris or a Trump presidency as to what happens beyond that. But it's certainly good news, though, isn't it? When you look at those plunging oil prices, 5 to 6% down, good news for the global economy, because that can mean only one thing, and that is lower inflation and lower interest rates to come. Although you are suggesting this might be a short-term price.
As long as right now, right, we don't see oil prices going back to that $75 per barrel, it will be lower risk about talking about spiking up to the $80 per barrel, and some market participants are looking at $90 to $100 per barrel again.
But markets also have an eye, especially where you are, on the results of the Japanese election too.
Yes, precisely. So over the weekend on Sunday, we have this snap results of Japan general election for the lower house of its parliament, where we start to see kind of a shocking result. But that has more or less been priced into the market. But what's interesting over here is that the LDP-led coalition has lost its majority sitting. So right now, there's a various uncertainty about how the long-term political impact on its economic policy that's going to play forward. Because given the fact that LDP-led coalition in the last 1 year or so has been kind of advocating for a fiscal discipline, that means a constraint on fiscal expansionary and monetary expansionary policy, more focusing on getting Bank of Japan monetary policy back to normalization, that means i.e. a support of gradual interest rate hike. But given the fact that the LDP now has lost its majority sitting with its coalition partner, so they may start to seek smaller opposition party to actually govern Japan right now. And these smaller parties, some of them are actually in favor of pro-growth related policies, both on the fiscal side of the story and the monetary policy side of the story. So that could potentially cloud, add a bit of shadow over how would that influence going forward in Bank of Japan monetary policy decision-making process, especially next year. Do not forget over here is that the current guidance that's given by Bank of Japan top officials is they want to have a gradual increase in interest rate hike in Japan. That means slowly bringing off the decade plus of negative interest rate policy, slowly back up to a positive territory, but more of a gradual uprise basis. So in the longer term, that could potentially by right should see the yen strengthening against the dollar. But with this political uncertainty in how the long-term economic policy going to craft out in Japan, and as well as with US presidential election coming into picture, where we start to see Trump gaining an upper hand right now in terms of betting odds, that could also potentially increase the general dollar strength going forward. And that's why you see the dollar yen today spiking up to a 3-month high. That means yen weakness against the dollar for a 3-month low in the reverse. So what we could see is that there's a spike up in the dollar yen to around the 153.88 level. So potentially going forward, at least in the near term, we may see a bit of dollar strength persistence against the yen as we head into the US presidential election on next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's incredible that we're finally getting to the point of that election. And yes, I know Trump seems to be edging it at the moment, Kelvin. I've just got a feeling it's going to be extremely close and we will not get a result for some time. Markets will not like that level of uncertainty. If it's a very, very close result, not only do we have to wait for various states to get their additional ballots, but also will there be a challenge to the result coming from one side or the other? That is a little more than a week away, but what is happening between now and then that you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, sure. So for this week, it's very, very US-centric. We have a slew of key economic data to look out for US. On the 30th of October, you have Q3 GDP flash data out from US. Then followed by the 31st of October, you have PCE price index. Then on Friday, we will have this non-farm payrolls data and as well as ISM manufacturing PMI. And on top of economic data, we have 5 mega cap US stocks earnings result that's out as well. So starting from Tuesday, we have Alphabet, followed by Wednesday, Microsoft and Meta. And lastly, on Thursday, Apple and Amazon. So potentially, it could actually see a kind of a very interesting, very short-term two-way increase in volatility movement on the US major stock indices, given that we have this slew of key economic data releases coupled with these 5 mega cap technology stocks that are reporting their earnings results as well.
And we should mention, of course, here in the UK, on Wednesday, we're going to have the Chancellor Rachel Reeves' first ever budget. And it's been a much anticipated financial statement from the new government, because there is a slew of legislation that is apparently in the air to do with potential tax rises, which will affect business, capital gains tax they're talking about, national insurance for employers, and so on. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens there.
Seems to be a rather, rather interesting week ahead, yeah.
It does indeed. Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.